이제 내내 听神的话咯。
So today we listen to the word of God.
啊，今天晚上的主题是要把神的话实体化出来。
Tonight's theme is we have to make God's words practical.
啊，我这里来告诉你们，真的一定要明白人生是属灵征战。
Tell you again, life is a spiritual warfare.
那么人生是属灵征战是什么意思呢
？So what does it mean when we say that life is a spiritual warfare？
靠着你的努力，靠着你的智慧，靠着你的能力来做什么事情是没什么用的意思了。
It means that by according to our own wisdom, knowledge, and ways, there's no way you can do anything.
我们的征战不是跟比你更聪明的人之间的征战。
Warfare is not between you and those who are smarter than you.
或者是我们的征战不是你跟老板之间的征战。
Your warfare is not you and your boss.
或者是你的人生是没有胜过韩国人所以呢赚的不多不要这样想。
So don't think that because you did not defeat the Koreans, therefore you are not leading a successful life. Don't think this way.
我们的征战是属灵征战，这句话的意思是你没有捆绑属灵世界的某一个势力的话，你无法得胜的意思了。
Our life is a spiritual warfare. It means that if you don't bind this spiritual force in a spiritual realm, you cannot be victorious.
人生是属灵征战的意思，不是靠着你的努力能力你的计划来可以左右你的人生，不是这个的意思。
Life is a spiritual warfare. It also means that not according to your own diligence or capabilities, it can determine your life. No, that's not the case.
人生是属灵征战的意思是看不见的世界才能决定我们的人生的意思。
Life is a spiritual warfare. It means that our life is determined by the spiritual realm. It's unseen.
所以呢，你不懂属灵世界的话怎么样呢？用你的努力能力没有办法得胜。
So if you don't know the spiritual realm, the spiritual world, you cannot surpass this the evil forces with your own strength.
上个礼拜我们看了这个创世纪第三章第十五节。
Last week we looked at Genesis 3:15.
亚当堕落了。
So Adam degenerated.
结果呢，我们的上帝告诉他说，以后会发生属灵征战。
So God told him the next time there will be spiritual warfare.
以后的征战呢，你跟蛇之间的征战了。
So the spiritual warfare next time is between you and Hashi.
你的征战呢，以后呢，你的后代跟蛇后代之间的征战。
So the spiritual warfare next time is between your offsprings as well as Nahashi's offspring.
对啊，那么圣经也那么清楚地告诉我们，一个黑暗的势力攻击我们。
The Bible tells us that this dominions of darkness came over to attack us.
特别你是基督徒的话怎么样呢？你是信耶稣基督的话，这个黑暗的势力呢不会放过你啊。
Especially if you believe in Jesus Christ, this dominions of darkness they will not let you go.
比如说是上帝拯救了以色列人。
For example, God saved the Israelites.
然后直接把他们带进去迦南地才对呀。
Then he should bring them personally into the land of Canaan. That's correct.
但是这个上帝把以色列人带进去这个旷野里面。
But God actually brought them into the wilderness.
那么圣经讲的旷野是什么意思
？What does it mean by wilderness in the Bible？
圣经讲的旷野的意思是魔鬼鬼住的地方的意思。
Wilderness it means the place that the devil stay in the Bible.
意思什么呢？你信主的话一定会面对什么事情呢
？It means that when you believe in Christ, definitely you will be faced with what?
你接受耶稣过后呢，一定会进入这个旷野。
If after you believe in Christ, you'll definitely enter into this wilderness.
意思说，你接受耶稣的话，这个魔鬼呢不会放过你啊。
After you accept Christ, this devil they will definitely not let you go.
你接受耶稣的话，这个魔鬼呢一定会攻击你啊。
You accept Christ, then this evil ones will definitely attack you.
明白吗？这个创世纪第三章第十五节的意思。
You understand the meaning here in Genesis 3:15?
弄清楚。
Be clear with this.
真的是这样吗
？Is this really true?
耶稣受洗了。
Jesus was baptized.
今天我们来讲这接受耶稣了。
Today we say that believe he accepted Christ.
耶稣说得救了。
Means that he's saved.
结果呢？立刻去哪里呢
？And then immediately where did he go to?
立刻进去旷野了。
He immediately went to the wilderness.
在那边发生了40天的征战。
Now over there it happened the spiritual warfare of 40 days.
那我说了旷野的象征什么呢？旷野的象征是魔鬼住的地方的意思。
Wilderness it signifies a place where the devil lives.
你信主的话怎么样呢？魔鬼不会放过你啊。
Believe in Christ, the evil ones will not let you go.
所以你不会 捆绑这个魔鬼的势力的话，你无法得胜了。So
if you don't know how to bind the evil forces, then you don't know how to be victorious.
所以今天明白吗？人生是属灵征战的意思。So
understand the meaning that life is a spiritual warfare.
没有选择了，你信耶稣的话，怎么样呢？魔鬼不会放过你。You
have no choice. Once you accept Christ, then the evil ones they'll definitely attack you.
所以明白吗？这个创世纪第三章第十五节的意思。So
understand the meaning in Genesis 3:15.
这个蛇的后代呢，不断的咬你的脚跟。
The harshest offspring will keep biting your heels.
意思什么？虽然攻击你，但是如果你好好认识耶稣的话，不会胜过你的意思了。
Meaning even though they attack you, but if you properly believe in Christ, they cannot overpower you.
如果你在属灵征战那边输了。
So if you lose in your spiritual warfare,
圣经说你一定会变成撒旦的孩子们了。
Bible says that you'll become the Satan's children.
如果你成为撒旦的孩子们的话，发生什么事呢？
What happens when you become Satan's children?
马太福音第23章第33节告诉我们说，你一定会陷入到地狱的刑罚里面。
Matthew 22:23, it says that you'll definitely go into the punishment of the hell.
所以呢，我们在这边生活的时候能够得胜或者是失败，你不能这样讲。
So you cannot think this way as we are living here. It doesn't matter if we fail or we pass.
在这边生活的时候马马虎虎来生活也没关系，你不能这样讲。
So don't think that it's okay to lead a mediocre life here.
一定要得胜了。
You have to be victorious.
你不能得胜的意思是什么呢？
If you cannot be victorious, what does it mean?
不能得胜的意思是你成为撒旦的孩子们的意思。
You cannot be victorious, it means that you are the children of the
Satan. 结果呢，你陷入到地狱的刑罚里面的意思。
As a result, you land yourself in the punishment
of the hell. 你正确的信耶稣的话，可能。 失败.
Because if you properly believe in Christ, there's no way you can fail.
正确的信耶稣的话，一定会得胜了。
Properly to believe in Christ, you'll definitely be victorious.
这样来看的话，在过去我们真的是信错了。
If we see it this way, last time.
很多人认为信耶稣的目的在哪里呢？
We believe wrongly. A lot of people they feel that what's the motive in believing Christ?
信耶稣的目的是等死。
What's the motive of believing Christ?
Is to wait for death. 死后才能进来上帝的国。
After you die, you can enter into the kingdom of God.
不是的，信耶稣的目的是什么呢？打死这个魔。 魔鬼，然后治理列国。
No, believing in Christ is you have to defeat the Satan and then you have to rule over all nations.
直到永永远远。
Till forever, eternity.
不是就是等死。
Not just wait for death.
一定要明白。
Have to understand this.
在过去我们信主的目的是什么呢？ 得救的定义是什么呢？等死，然后才进来上帝的国。
So last time we think that believing Christ is just to be saved and then we wait to die and then we enter into the kingdom of God.
不是的，我们的上帝为什么拯救你？
No, why did God save you?
或者是为什么创造你？
Why did God create you?
为的是让你统治这个列国了。
So let you rule over all nations.
让你统治这个列国。
Let you rule over all nations.
那么为什么拯救你？
Why did he save you?
为的是再来。 统治这个列国。
So let you rule over all nations.
这个是神给我们的目的了。This
is the purpose that God has given to us.
这是神拯救我们的目的了。This
is the reason why God saved us.
这是神创造你的目的了。This
is the reason why God created you.
但是因着不听神的话，我们失去了治理这个列国的这个权柄。
But we have lost this power to rule over all nations because we don't listen to the word of God.
我们接受了蛇拿血而来的诱惑，结果呢，失去了能够。 治理这个列国的权柄。
We have lost the power to rule of all nations because we have accepted the temptations by Nahashi.
那么撒旦的诱惑是什么？
Then what is the temptation of the evil ones?
蛇的诱惑是什么呢？
What's the temptation of Nahashi?
拿血的诱惑是什么呢？
What's the temptation of Nahashi?
我们已经说了，这里圣经讲的撒旦，圣经讲的蛇，是圣经讲的拿血，就是天上堕落的上帝的孩子们的意思。
We've talked about this Nahashi snake and the evil ones in the Bible. It refers to the degenerated children of the heavens.
我们的上帝有两个家人。
God has two families.
一个是天上的家人。
First is the heavenly ones.
我们说天使。
So we call them the angels.
还有也有地上的家人。
We have the earthly family.
就是教会了。
They are the churches.
但是天上的家人里面，天使们里面一部分的天使反抗我们的上帝。
But among the angels, a part of them they actually rebel against God.
这就是。 堕落的天使,
so these are the degenerate angels.
这就是我们讲的魔鬼。
So they are the Satan we're talking about.
现在这个堕落的上帝的孩子们，堕落的天使们，魔鬼呢，会攻击我们。
So the devils, the degenerated children of God, they want to attack us.
所以呢，你不能胜过他们的话，怎么样呢？一定会失败。
So if you cannot overpower them, you'll definitely fail.
你不能胜过他们的话怎么样呢？意思是什么呢？你会进入这个地狱的火里面的意思。Can
overpower them, it means that you definitely be in the fire of hell.
因为如果你真的是上帝的孩子的话，不会输给他们。
Because if you're really the children of God, you will never lose to them.
这个蛇纳税他们的诱惑是什么呢？
Nahashi, what's their temptation?
那为什么我们失去了神原来给我们的这个统治权呢？
So why do we lose this sovereignty that came from God?
或者是我们什么时候失去神给我们的统治权呢？
When do we lose this sovereign power that comes from God?
我们看看一下创世纪第11章。
Genesis 11.
第1节到第4节。
Verse 1 to 4.
创世纪第11章第4节。
Genesis 11:1-4.
我们一起来念一下，请。那时天上人的口音，言语都是一样。他们往东边千里的时候，在示拿地遇见里边平原，就住在那里。
Verse 1. Now the whole world has one language and a common speech. Too, as men move eastward, they found a plain in Shinar and settled there.
在这边生活的时候，老板告诉我说，如果你礼拜天上班的话，怎么样呢？我给你更多的薪水。
So over here, as you leave here, your boss tell you, if you work on Sunday, I'll give you a higher pay.
礼拜五、礼拜六、礼拜天，还有呢，礼拜一是公共假期。
So Friday, Saturday, Sunday to Monday, and is there their public holidays?
趁这个机会来出国玩一玩。
Use this chance to go overseas and play.
碰到这个平原咯。So
you actually have this plane.
碰到我自己觉得很好咯。So
you feel that it's good?
不要接受。Don't
accept it.
不要接受。Don't
accept this.
明白吗？
You understand?
那么蛇的诱惑，撒旦的诱惑是什么呢？
What's the temptation of the Nahashi?
满足你肉体上的情欲咯。
To satisfy your desire of flesh.
满足你这个什么眼目上的情欲咯。
To satisfy the cravings of the eyes.
满足你这个今生的骄傲咯。
And also the boasting of this your this life.
用你这个世上的想法、看法，用世上的知识、思想、你的理性、你的经验等等来生活。
So you use your ways, your thinking, this world's logic and rationality to live.
没有人保障你的人生。
Nobody will secure your life.
你自己没有努力的话，哪一个人保障你的饭碗？
If you don't secure, if you yourself you don't work hard, who will secure a rice bowl?
自己的努力是那么重要的。
Your own diligence is so important.
做计划是那么重要的。
So important to plan.
去国父教会的话，保障面包吗？
You go to go for church, will you secure bread?
没有听这个老板的话，才能保障我的面包。
No, only listening to my boss, then it will secure my bread.
是真的吗？
Is this really true?
行，他们彼此商量说，你跟老板之间商量说。
So you discuss with your boss, they say to each other.
来吧，我们要做赚。 把钻烧透了，这个是很现代的技术了。So
this is a very modern technology.
很 modern skill.
It's a modern skill.
你如果学到这个 modern skill 的话，你会赚很多的钱。So
if you learn this modern skill, you earn a lot of money.
对啊，我们用 我们的知识，用我们的 想法看法咯。We
use our thinking, we use our ways.
去教会。
Go to church.
你自己想想看。
Think about this.
听这个很奇怪，就有一个韩国人讲的那个华语，那么听他的话，怎么会得胜呢？
So you listen to this strange Korean who's speaking in Chinese. Do you think you'll be victorious?
你一定要学习一个 modern modern skill 这个现代的技术才对呀。
No, you have to learn this modern skill. That is correct.
不是吗？
Isn't this the case?
看第4节。
Verse 4.
他们说：“来吧，我们要建造一座城和一座搭顶通天，为要传扬我们的名，免得我们分散在全地上。”Then
they say, "Come, let's build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens, so that we may make a name for ourselves and not be scattered over the face of the whole earth."
最重要的是什么呢？最重要的事情是保护自己的利益了。Most
important thing is to protect your own benefits.
最重要的事情是要出名。Most
important thing is to be famous.
很重要的事情是一定要进名校。So
you have to go into prestigious schools.
夸耀自己。So
you have to boast about yourself.
一定要培养这个很好的竞争力。So
you have to cultivate this good competitive spirit.
不要这样想。
Don't think this way.
但是这个是魔鬼的那些蛇的诱惑了。
All these are the temptations of Nahashi.
那么结果呢？
As a result.
结果呢？发生了什么事情呢？
Result what happens?
看看第6节。
Verse 6.
接下来。
Continue on.
第7节了。
Verse 7.
第8节了。
Verse 8.
请。于是耶和华使他们从那里分散在全地上，他们就停工。 不造那城了。
So the Lord scattered them from there over all the earth, and he stopped building the city.
啊，这里的分散在全地上是什么意思呢
？So they scattered them from there.
剥夺了治理这地的权柄的意思。
It means to exploit the ability to rule over this world.
原来能够治理这地的权柄在哪里呢
？Actually, this power to rule over the earth, where is it?
啊，原来能够治理这地的权柄在你的手中。
Actually, this power is within your hands.
啊，上帝拯救你的目的是什么呢
？What's the purpose of God creating you?
为的是让你治理啊这地了。
So let you rule over this earth.
为的是让你管理万物了。
Let you rule over all things.
啊，为的是让你生养众多，遍满这地了。
Let you be fruitful and fill the earth.
一定要明白，这才是我们的命运。
You have to understand this is our destiny.
今天呢，无能无力来生活，这个不是神给你的命运。
To live without power, this is not the destiny that God has given you.
我们的使命是什么呢
？What's our mission?
生养众多，遍满这地，治理这地，管理万物，这是神给我们的使命了。
The mission that God has given to us is to be fruitful, multiply, subdue the land.
所以呢，破破烂烂来生活，这个不是上帝的旨意了。
So to live a torn and tattered life, this is not the mission of God.
原来神给我们的祝福是这样的了，这样的祝福了。
This is the original blessing that God has given to us.
啊，但是为什么失去这个祝福呢
？Why do we lose this blessing?
为什么我们的上帝分散呢
？Why did God scatter you?
为什么我们的上帝剥夺神给予我们的这个治理这地的这个权柄呢
？Why did God exploit this power? He snatched away this power to rule over all nations from us.
然后呢
？Then
还有这个分散在全地上是什么意思
？And scattered them from there over.
啊，第二个意思是什么
？Second，
把治理这地的权柄交给蛇、那须。
To give this power to rule over all nations to Nahashi, Satan.
啊，看看一下《生命记》第三十二章。
Deuteronomy 32.
啊，第八节到第九节。
Verse 8 to 9.
第八节，它真的是这样吗
？Is this really true?
啊，真的是这样吗？行，至高者将地也赐给列邦，将世人分开。就照以色列人的数目立定万民的疆界。
When the Most High gave the nations their inheritance, when He divided all mankind, He set up boundaries for the people according to the number of sons of Israel.
啊，这个是有一点翻译错了。
It's translated a little bit wrongly.
啊，这个以色列人的数目呢，我们看原文的话 ，the sons of God， 上帝的儿子们了。
So the number of the sons of Israel should be translated to be the first of God.
啊，现在我们用这怎么靠着自己的努力、能力还有计划等等来生活了。
So we live according to our thinkings, our ways, our own plans.
结果呢，我们的上帝呢，剥夺你这个能够治理这地的那个权柄。
So God took away the power that you can rule over all nations.
然后把等能够治理这地的权柄交给。堕落的上帝的孩子们了。
And gave this power to the degenerated heavenly children of his.
啊，这里讲的上帝的儿子们就是堕落的天使们，堕落的上帝的孩子们的意思。
So over here, the sons of Israel, it means the degenerated heavenly children of God.
啊，真的，我们的上帝有两个啊。这个两种家人了。
It's true that God has two families.
天上也有他的家人。
Heavenly ones.
地上也有他的家人。
And the earthly ones.
天上的他的家人就是天使。
Heavenly ones are the angels.
地上的他的家人就是教会。
So the earthly ones are the churches.
明白吗
？Understand?
那么我们做错的结果呢？不听神的话语的结果呢？把这个治理这地的权柄交给。堕落的这个天使就是交给魔鬼了。
So because we have committed mistakes, because we don't listen to the word of God, we give this power to reign over all nations to the evil ones.
所以呢，当我今天才明白啊，这个约翰福音第十二章第三十一节的内容嘛。
So today we understand contained in John 12:31.
为什么耶稣说魔鬼就是世上的君王
？So why did Jesus say that the evil ones are the prince of this earth?
因为现在这个世上。 这个世上我们的上帝呢，把这个我们基督徒不听话的结果呢，亚当不听话的结果呢，把这个世上这个列国呢，治理列国的权柄交给魔鬼了。
As a result of the generation of Adam, and also because humans don't want to listen to the word of God, God has given this power to rule over all nations to the evil one.
啊，但是我们的上帝也决定了建立上帝的百姓。
But God also decided to build His own.
然后透过上帝的百姓来，再来恢复原来的原来的这个权柄。
And to true His people to restore the original power.
啊，这就是《申命记》第32章第九节的内容了。
This is contained in Deuteronomy 32:9.
先明白，要明白，原来治理这地的权柄在我们的手中。
We have to understand originally this power is within our hands.
哦，你真的相信你是王来的
？You have to believe that you're kings.
你真的相信你真的拥有了统治权
？You really have this sovereign power.
但是不听神话语的结果呢，失去了这个权柄。
But you lose this power because you don't want to listen to the word.
然后现在这个世上是属于魔鬼的。
And then this world now belongs to the evil one.
所以呢，耶稣也说了这个世上的。君王就是魔鬼。
So Jesus said, "The prince of this world are the evil ones."
魔鬼自己本身也很亲口告诉我们了。
The devil himself also tells this.
啊，看看你像路加福音第四章。
Luke 4.
第五节到第七节。
Verse 5-7.
啊，路加福音第四章。
Luke 4.
啊，真的是啊，我们不听神话语的结果呢，原来的我们的权柄，这个统治权交给这个恶者，所以呢，现在恶者统治这个世上吗？
So is it really true that because we don't want to obey the word of God, therefore this power is given to the devils?
所以呢，知道这一点的时候，你才能明白圣经为什么一直说不要听世上的价值观，不要照着世上的价值观，不要照着世上的潮流，不要照着世上的想法看法来做什么事情。
So now, if you understand this, then you'll understand why the Bible keeps telling us not to live according to the worldly values, their cultures, and their thinkings and ways.
因为现在这个世上已经是属于魔鬼的。
Because now this world already belongs to the
devil. 所以你用世上的想法、看法来做什么事情的意思什么呢？你是什么呢？敬拜魔鬼的意思了。
So if you use the worldly ways and thinkings to live, it means that you're worshipping the evil one.
啊，当然你敬拜魔鬼的话，你一定会变成魔鬼的孩子了。
So if you worship the devil, you definitely become their children.
啊，但是魔鬼没有别的使命，只有一个使命：偷窃、杀害、谋害你。
But the evil ones, they only have one mission, which is to kill, steal, and destroy.
然后最后呢，带你去地狱。
And lastly, to bring you to hell.
为什么我们的上帝决定了一定要审判这个魔鬼
？Why did God decide to judge the evil one？
一定要审判这个魔鬼。
He has to judge them.
真的吗
？Is this really true？
等一下看那个之前，先看真的是这个世上是属于魔鬼的吗
？We have to see first. Does this world really belong to the devil？
所以呢，照着这个世上的想法、看法、世上的价值观、世上的潮流来走，是那么危险吗
？Therefore, it's very dangerous if you live according to the worldly values, tradition, patterns, thinkings, and ways.
啊，请魔鬼又。灵他上了高山啊，这个什么啊，突然间呢啊，一刹那，对不对？一刹那把天下万国都指给他看，对他说：“这一切权柄荣华我都要给你。”因为这原是交付我的，原来不是他的了。
Originally, it doesn't belong to him.
但是现在你做错的结果了，不听神话语的结果了，上帝把这个治理这个世上的一切都交给我了。
But because you don't want to listen to the word of God, God has given everything to me. So verse 5, the devil led him up to a high place and showed him an instant at all the kingdoms of the world. 6, and he said to him, I will give you all the authority and splendor for it has given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to.
真的，一定要明白这个属灵征战。
You have to understand spiritual warfare.
啊，为什么圣经一直告诉我们说，啊，不要听，啊，不要照着世上的想法看法来生活。
Why do the Bible keep telling us not to live according to worldly ways and thinkings?
特别怎么样呢？以弗所书第二章第一节到第三节。
Especially Ephesians 1 verse 1 to 3.
啊，这个世上是属于魔鬼的。
This world belongs to the evil one.
所以呢，你照着世上的想法、看法、世上的潮流等等来走的话，上帝的这个愤怒一定会，上帝的审判一定会临到你的身上。
So God's anger and judgment will definitely come upon you if you live according to worldly thinkings, ways, patterns, and values to live.
啊，我们的上帝有目的，暂时把这个世上给 魔鬼的。
There's a purpose. God will temporarily give this this world to the evil ones.
但是最后呢，一定要审判这个魔鬼。
But in the end, He will definitely judge that.
看一下这个诗篇八十二篇。
Psalms 82.
第一节。
Verse 1.
很多的这个同样的经文出现在约翰福音第十章第三十四节里面。
So the same content actually appeared in John 10.
但是很多的很多人解释错了。
But a lot of people they explain wrongly.
那边讲的是耶稣的目的是什么呢？我真的是神的儿子。
So over there, Jesus said that he's really the son of God.
我真的是神来的。
I'm really a God.
他的目的在这里了。
That's his purpose.
但是现在那是他引用了诗篇八十二篇第六节。
But at that time, he actually quoted from Psalms 82, verse 6.
但是其实诗篇第八十二篇第一节、第六节、第七节、第八节说明什么呢？我们的上帝一定要审判堕落的天使、堕落的天上的上帝的孩子们。
But actually, in Psalms 82, verse 1, 6, and 7, it says that God will definitely judge the degenerated heavenly children.
今天我们来讲是撒旦魔鬼的。
So today, in today's context, they are the Satan.
撒旦是谁呢？
Who's Satan?
这个堕落天上的上帝的孩子们的王。
They are the kings of the degenerated heavenly children of God.
Lucifer, Lucifer.
They are Lucifer.
原来他是天上的上帝的地位最高的一个儿子了。
He's actually the heavenly son that has the highest status in heaven.
但是他反抗我们的上帝。
But he rebel against God.
也许多的上帝的孩子们，意思说堕落的天使们也跟从这个撒旦了。
And many degenerated heavenly children, many angels also followed him.
但是我们的上帝决定了一定要审判他们。
But God decided to judge them.
看见神站在有权力者的会中，在诸神中行审判。
God persists in a great assembly. He gives judgment among the gods.
前面的神是大字来写的 Elohim.
The first God is a capital letter Elohim.
后面的诸神也是怎么样呢？小字来写的 Elohim.
Second part, the second among the gods is a small. It's not with capital.
当然，我们的上帝是大神来的。
Of course, our God is a big God.
那么天上的孩子们也拥有了上帝的形象，所以呢，他们也有神的能力。
So the heavenly children, they also have the image of God. Therefore, they also have the power of God.
同样的，我们也是一样的了。虽然我们是用泥土来被造的，但是我们也照着上帝的形象来被造的结果呢，我们也拥有了上帝的这个拥有了神性。
So therefore, even though we are made from dust, but because we are created in the image of God, therefore we also have this divine nature.
所以呢，前面的神也是Elohim.
So the first God is Elohim.
后面的诸神也是 Elohim.
Second gods, they are also Elohim.
但是这里的Elohim 是谁呢？ Elohim 是天上的上帝的孩子们的意思了。
But the second Elohim here, it refers to the heavenly children of God.
明白吗？现在创世纪第三章第十五节的意思。
Now you understand the content in Genesis 3:15.
我们的征战是什么征战呢？
Our warfare, what kind of warfare is it?
我们的征战真的是属灵征战。
It's really a spiritual warfare.
现在这什么堕落的天使们、堕落的上帝的孩子们，就是魔鬼们，魔鬼们攻击我们。
All these degenerated angels, the degenerated children of God, the Satans, they are attacking us.
你是用泥土来被造的。
You are made from dust.
所以呢，你的 IQ、你的才干、你的努力、你的计划来无法胜过这个天上的这个堕落的天使们的能力。
Your IQ, your knowledge, your wisdom, you cannot surpass this degenerated gods from heaven.
只有一个方法。
There's only one way.
听神的话了。
To listen to the word of God.
好啊，敬拜我们的上帝。
Properly worship our God.
这就是这个路加福音第四章第八节的内容嘛，对不对？
Luke 4:8, this is the content in it.
我们刚刚读到说第五节到第七节嘛。
Just now we read from 5 to 7.
八节没有读了。
Verse 8 we didn't read.
八节的内容什么？只有一个方法，敬拜我们的上帝，只是听神的话的时候，你才能胜过天上的堕落的天君或者是魔鬼。
So there's only one way where you can surpass over the degenerated heavenly host, which is to listen to the word of God and properly worship Him.
还愿意用你的方法吗？
Are you still willing to use your own ways?
还愿意听魔鬼而来的想法看法吗？
Are you still willing to listen to opinions that come from the evil ones?
那么你的老板说啊，礼拜天来上班的话，我给你更多的薪水，愿意接受吗？
So you still want to accept when your boss tells you if you come to work on Sunday, I'll give you a higher pay?
千万不要这样了。
Don't do this.
可能你会赚。
Of course, maybe you will earn.
但是一定要明白原来你是什么人。
But you have to understand originally who are you?
能够治理列国的王。
You are the king that can rule over all nations.
不是小店的主人。
You are not this owner of this small shop.
不是小贩中心的主人。
You are not the owner of this hawker center.
你是大企业家。
You are a great entrepreneur.
不是小店 small shop 的主人。
You are not the owner of this small shop.
对不对？不是的咯。
That's not.
一定要明白上帝决定了一定要审判这个堕落的上帝的孩子们。
If I understand that God really wants to judge the degenerate
heavenly children. 一定要审判堕落的天使们，堕落的这个魔鬼。
So you have to understand that God really wants to judge the Satan, the degenerated angels.
啊，看第六节。
The six.
啊，为什么审判他们呢
？Why did he want to judge them?
啊，第二节到第五节怎么说呢
？Verse 2 to 5, what did he say?
因为他们做的不好。
Because they didn't do well.
他们透露我们的。这什么谋害我们偷窃我们杀害我们对不对
Because they try to steal from us try to kill us and harm us
明白吗
Understand
看第六节
Verse 6
行我曾说你们是神都是至高者的儿子
I said you are gods you are all sons of the most high
这里的儿子不是地上的我们
Over here the sons is not referring to the earth
现在天上的上帝的家人们里面堕落的天君
It's the heavenly host who have degenerated
他们我们的上帝已经决定一定要审判对不对
God has decided to judge them
所以他们最后的命运呢
So their final destiny is
然而你们要死与世人一样要扑倒像王之中的一位
But you will die like mere men you will fall like every other ruler
那个与世人一样的意思是什么
What does it mean to be like other mere men
他们的身份跟我们的身份不一样
their status and ours is different
这里的至高者的儿子们不是地上的我们
So over here, sons of the Most High is not referring to us.
上帝一定要审判。
God will definitely judge.
神啊，求你起来审判这个世上。这里的世界的意思是什么？这个世上的王。
Rise up, O God, judge the earth. The earth refers to the kings of this earth.
因为你要得万邦为业。
For all the nations are your inheritance.
你看，上帝审判魔鬼的目的在哪里呢
？What's the purpose of God judging the evil one？
再来把他。治理列国的权柄交给你，还给你。
Is to return you the power to rule of all nations to you？
我们真的不是小店的主人。
We are not the owners of small shops。
你告诉你旁边的，你一定要醒过来。
Tell the person beside you, be awakened。
为了只能处理三餐
，just to settle your troubles，
拯救你
，to save you。
今天为什么有问题？
Why are there problems?
因为在属灵征战方面，我们输给他们的缘故了。
Because in our spiritual warfare, we lost out today.
天啊，圣经这样讲的话，相信好不好
？The Bible says this, we just believe.
真的是我们的这个，我们神给我们的使命是治理这个列国的王吗
？Is it really true that God wants us to be kings and rule over all nations? This is the mission.
所以不要跟从这个恶者了。
So we don't follow the evil ones.
世上是属于恶者的。
The world belongs to the evil ones.
所以不要照着世上的想法、看法、你的知识、你的理性、你的经验、你的努力、你的计划来做什么事情，不要这样咯。
So don't live according to your own thinking, your ways, your logic, your rationality, or your plan.
这样做的话，上帝审判这个魔鬼的时候，你也一起来灭亡。
Because if this is the case, when God judges the evil ones, then you will also perish together.
这就是《生命记》第四章第十九节到第二十节的内容了。
This is in Deuteronomy, verse of chapter 19, verse 20 to 21.
你们不听神的话的话，我审判魔鬼的时候，也一起来审判你们。
So if you don't want to listen to my words, when I judge the evil ones, you will also perish.
生命记第四章第四章第十九节到第二十节，二十三节到第二十四节的内容了。
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 19 onwards.
那么我们怎么办呢
？Then what do we do then?
今天我们怎么做能够得胜呢
？What do we do then? We can be victorious.
我们看看一下马太福音第十六章
，Matthew 16,
十三节到第十九节。
13 to 19.
信耶稣的话能够得胜吗
Is it true that when we believe in Christ, we'll be victorious?
依靠耶稣基督来生活的话一定会得胜吗
When we live according by relying on Jesus, will we really be victorious?
听起来是非常非常好
It sounds as if it's very good.
信耶稣
Believe in Christ.
因为我们在过去一直听到的什么信耶稣
Because previously, all we've heard is to believe in Christ.
或者是依靠耶稣
We rely on Jesus.
你们不信耶稣吗
But do you not believe in Christ?
你们没有依靠耶稣吗
Do you not rely on Jesus?
我们都信耶稣
All of us believe in Jesus.
我们都依靠耶稣
And all of us we rely on Jesus.
为什么充满那么多的问题呢
But why are we so filled with problems?
圣经没有这样讲
The Bible didn't say this.
신주도 띵이 부서지 않더라.
Definition, the significance of the living God. What does it mean when I believe Jesus?
我 예수 예수是 什么意
I accept Jesus. What does it mean?
我 承认 他是 救世主.
As acknowledge that he's the savior.
我 承认 他是 创造的主.
I accept that he's the creator.
我 承认 他是 我的盾牌.
I accept that he's the shield.
我 承认 他是 我的帐灾.
I acknowledge that he's my fortress.
我 承认 他是 我的一切.
I acknowledge that he's my everything.
那么 能够得胜?
And I can be victorious. The Bible didn't say this.
甚至, 反而圣经说这个魔鬼也信不着是信这些的也甚至怎么样的战惊。
The Bible said that even the evil ones, they believe and they tremble at it.
那么什么时候我们胜过攻破这个魔鬼的门呢?
Then when can we have a breakthrough over the doors of the evil ones?
我们一起来看一下请耶稣到了盖撒利亚菲利比的境内就 门，这个就问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”
Matthew 16 verse 13. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say to the Son of Man is?"
那么耶稣经过五节路的时候，也可以问：“你们认为我是什么人？”
So when Jesus walked past Orchard Road, he can also ask, "Who am I?"
耶稣经过耶路撒冷的时候，也是可以问。 这个问题,
when he walked past Jerusalem, he can ask the same question.
但是耶稣经过了很多很多的地方了, 对不对?
Just walked past many places.
不只是凯撒利亚的菲利这个地方,
not just the Caesarea Philippi.
也经过了很多的地方,
he went past many places.
但是为什么耶稣经过凯撒利亚菲利的时候问这句话呢?
Why is it that he asked this question when he walked past this place?
无聊?
Is it bored?
很偶然?
It's just off coincidence.
注意看到为什么圣经特地记录这个地名?
Why did the Bible specifically wrote down this name of this land?
看第14节.
Verse 14.
它多有目的了.
That's the purpose.
圣经每一句话不是随便写的了.
Every sentence in the Bible is not written casually.
这是上帝的奥秘.
This is the mystery of God.
这是上帝的奥秘了.
This is the mystery of God.
你一定要明白，魔鬼非常非常明白耶稣是上帝的儿子.
You have to understand that demons, they know very clearly that Jesus is the Son of God.
法利赛人不懂的时候呢，魔鬼先知道了你是上帝的儿子.
The Pharisees, when they don't know, the evil ones were the first one to know that Jesus is the Son of God.
全世上的人都反对的时候，魔鬼呢都承认你是上帝的儿子.
Even when the entire world they go against this, the evil ones they are the one that acknowledge that Jesus is the Son.
但是为什么杀耶稣呢?
Why did they kill Jesus?
哥林多前书第2章第6节到第8节说，如果知道的话，不会杀。
First Corinthians 2:6-8, it says that if they know, they will not kill.
虽然他们很清楚知道耶稣是上帝来的,
so they clearly know that Jesus is God.
这里讲的耶稣就是耶和华来的,
so over here, Jesus it refers to Jehovah.
很久很久, long time, long time ago, 老虎抽烟的时代, 拯救以色列的那个耶和华就是耶稣来的.
So a long, long time ago, this God that saved the Israelites is Jehovah.
我们看旧约的时候, 耶和华 拯救了以色列人，对不对?
Old Testament it says that Jehovah saved the Israelites.
那么多那么多的经文告诉我们，特别出埃及记第20章第1节到1节告诉我们说，耶和华拯救了，把以色列人从埃及和奴仆的三分那边拯救出来。
Especially in Exodus, it says that Jehovah saved the Israelites from being slaves to the Egyptians.
然后犹大书第1章第5节说，那个耶和华就是耶稣。
Then in this Jude, yeah, it says that the one that saved them is actually Jesus.
看一下犹大书第1章。
Jude 1.
第5节。
Verse 5.
旧约讲的耶和华，耶和华，耶和华，耶和华，他就是耶稣。
Old Testament Jehovah is referring to Jesus.
从第4节来看了。
Start from verse 4.
因为有些人突着进来，就是自古必定受刑罚的，是不虔诚的，将我们神的恩变作放纵情欲的机会，并且不论独一的主宰我们，就是主耶稣基督。
Verse 4, for certain men with whose condemnation was written long ago has secretly slipped in among you. These are godless men who change the grace of our God into a license for immorality and deny Jesus Christ our only sovereign and Lord.
从前主救了他的百姓出埃及地，这里的从前主就是第4节讲的主耶稣基督。
So over here, though you already know all this, I want to remind you that the Lord, these are This is referring to Jesus.
很简单的说的话是这样啊, 主耶稣基督, 从前主耶稣基督, 救了他的百姓出埃及地, 等等等。
So simpler terms, it just means that last time Jesus saved these people and etc.
你不知道?
You don't know?
但是魔鬼知道。
But the evil ones, they know.
他知道他是耶和华。
So the evil one knows that he's Jehovah.
这个魔鬼知道他是上帝的儿子。
Devil knows that he's a son of God.
但是为什么杀?
Why did he kill him?
因为我们的上帝呢，把有些的奥秘隐藏在圣经里面。
Because God has his mystery, and he actually hide all this in the Bible.
同样的,
same thing.
现在不是随便记录凯撒利亚、菲利这个地名。
So now it's not by coincidence that we have this land name inside this Bible.
魔鬼不知道了。
But the evil ones, they don't know.
但是呢，耶稣呢，其实透过这些的地名、这些的字来，慢慢的、慢慢的暴露他要做的事情。
But through all these landmarks that they actually expose in the Bible, then, they are trying to say the things that Jesus wants to do.
怎么做能够打死这个魔鬼?
What do you do, then you can actually defeat the evil one.
但是魔鬼呢不知道了。
But the devils, they don't know.
结果呢他们炸了耶稣。
So as a result, they killed Jesus.
所以呢我们先注意看第13节里面的凯撒利亚菲利这个地名。
So we have to look at this place, Caesarea Philippi.
回到第 14节, 马太福音第16章第14节, 请他们说有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米，或是先知里的一位。第15节，意思说你们说我是谁？彼得西蒙彼得回答说你是基督，是永生神的儿子。 第17节，耶稣对他说：“西蒙巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这福是属血肉指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。”第18节，我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。 第19节，我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
Verse 14, they replied, some say the John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. 15, but what about you? He asked, who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this is not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven, and I tell you that you are Peter, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome you. I will give you the keys of kingdom of heaven, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
是什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
现在彼得相信什么?
What did Jesus, Peter believe in?
你是活着的神。
You are the living God.
你是上帝的儿子。
You are the son of God.
那么今天我们来讲是什么意思?
Today, what does it mean?
活着的神住在我里面。
The living God is dwelling in me.
我是上帝的孩子。
I am the son of God.
我是上帝的儿子。
I am the son of God.
这样的信心才能胜过魔鬼。
Only this kind of faith can overcome the evil ones.
不是，我相信耶稣是救世主，耶稣是我们的王，耶稣是我们的创造的主。这样的信心，魔鬼也相信。
Not the kind of faith to say that you believe that Jesus is a savior, Jesus is the creator. This kind of faith, the evil ones, they also have.
魔鬼也知道他是耶和华来的。
Evil ones also know that he's Jehovah.
那么旧约里面出现的那个耶和华，就是今天出现在这个魔鬼的面前的那个耶稣。
The Jehovah that appeared in Old Testament is the Jesus that's appearing in front of the evil ones now.
你知道魔鬼也知道。
Do you know that Satan also knows this?
我们看这个马可福音第一章的时候，耶稣过来在会堂里面正道的时候，喊叫。 我们知道你是上帝的儿子，为什么那么快出现呢？对不对？
So when Jesus was preaching, then the evil ones they started to scream and say that, oh, why do you come so fast? I know that you're a son of God.
明白吗？
You understand?
所以知道吗？雅各书第二章第14节、19节的意思。
James 2:19, this is the meaning in it.
什么时候我们能够得胜呢？
When can we be victorious?
相信你拥有了上帝的一切。
When you believe that you have everything of God.
相信你能够彰显出上帝的大能和荣耀。
Believe that you can exemplify the glory and power of God.
相信你能够治理这地的王。
believe that you are a king that can rule over all things.
现在活着的上帝，全能的上帝已经住在我里面。
The living God, the Almighty God, is really dwelling within me.
现在活着的不是我。
Therefore, the one who is living is not me.
乃是上帝。
But God.
加拉太书第二章第二十节，对不对
？Galatians 2:20, this is contained in it.
但是为什么你每一次碰到什么事情的时候呢？我相信耶稣，我相信耶稣，我相信耶稣，然后呢？为什么动动脑筋呢
？Why is it that whenever you're faced with problems, you say that you believe in Jesus, but then you crack your little minds?
为什么忽略掉敬拜我们的上帝呢
？Why do you neglect the things of worshiping God?
为什么照着世上的想法看法来走呢
？Why do you walk according to the worldly patterns, thinking
the ways? 上帝本身已经住在你里面了。
God He Himself is already dwelling in you.
无论是什么人，求以这个耶稣基督的名，他一定会得救。
So no matter who it is, as they call upon the name of the Lord, they will definitely be safe.
在哪里？
Where is it stated?
约珥书
Joel
第几章
Which chapter?
我也不知道
I forgot
第几节
Which verse?
当然不知道第几章怎么知道第几节呢
If I don't know what chapter is it, how will I know which verse is it?
这是百分之百保障约珥书
But I can confirm it's definitely in Joel
但是这个约珥书的内容出现在哪里
But Joel is contained where they appear in
罗马书第十章第这个九节到第十一节我们起码看看一下
Romans,
罗马书第十章
Romans 10?
第十一节到第十三节一下从第九节来看的话比较好但是时间上第十一节到第十三节
Due to time constraint, we'll just read from 11 to 13.
请经上说凡信他的人必不至于羞愧犹太人和希律尼人并没有分别因为众人同有一位主他也厚待一切求告他的人
Verse 13. As the scripture says, anyone who trusts in him will be put on shame. Verse 12. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord for all and richly blesses all who call on him.
因为凡求告主名的就必得救。
For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
啊，不管是你是韩国人也好，中国人也好，新加坡人也好，胖嘟嘟也好，瘦嘟嘟也好，瘦嘟嘟。
It doesn't matter if you're from Korea.
苗条也好。好么臭八怪也好很站过身来很 handsome boy 也好、啊、handsome boy、啊、handsome man 开玩笑了无论怎么样、啊、你如果求告主的名的话一定会得胜
No matter what it is as long as you call upon the name of the Lord you will definitely be saved
圣经没有说我信耶稣
The Bible didn't say that I believe in Christ
那么得胜
Then I'll be victorious
圣经没有这样讲
The Bible didn't say this
你一定要信就怎么样求告、啊、信主的名
You have to call on the name of the Lord.
啊，这样的话必 must 了 ，must have to 了啊 ，have to 一定会得救了。
Only then you will must, you must and will be saved.
不是吗
？Isn't this the case?、啊、
那么求告主名是什么意思
？Then what does it mean to call on the name of the Lord?
啊，看一下这个啊，出埃及记
Exodus
第二十三章
Chapter 22,
二十节到第二十八节
23:28
啊，第二十节到第二十八节。
20 to 28.
主的名是什么意思
？What's the meaning of the Lord's name？
主的名是啊，今天时间上我不要说明很这个很多的经文来证明，就是看一下主的名，圣经讲的主的名，主的名，主的名啊，到底是什么意思
？Today we'll just look at what it means in the Bible when it says the name of the Lord。
出埃及记第二十三章。
Exodus 23.
主的名，现在说求告主的名，那么你一定会得胜了。
So it says here, when you call upon the name of the Lord, you'll definitely be victorious.
你求告主的名的时候，你才能怎么样呢？打死才能攻破地狱的门，就阴间的势力了。
When you call upon the name of the Lord, only then you can have a breakthrough over the dominions of darkness.
好，请看呐、啊，我差遣使者在你前面，在路上保护你。领你到我所预备的地方去这里头我是谁呢我是
Over here CRI、
我差遣使者这里的使者是谁呢就是耶稣咯
Over here the angel it refers to Jesus、
看第二十一节
Verse 21
他是奉我名来的你们要在他面前谨慎听从他的话不可惹他因为他必不赦免你们的过犯
Verse 20, I am sending an angel ahead of you to guide you along the way, to bring you to the place I have prepared. 21, pay attention to him and listen to what he says. Do not rebel against him. He will not forgive your rebellion since my name is in him.
为什么 my name is in him 这个没有华文里面没有翻译呢
Since my name is in him, it's not translated in a Chinese
Bible. 看第二十一节
Verse 21.
他是奉我名来的。My name is in him. 这样翻译，把我的名放在他里面，这样翻译才对呀，不是他是奉我的名来的，不要这样了。这个华文上是谁翻译的？不是我，不是我。
Pastor Lin translated is Chinese Bible. You should be correctly translated as since my name is in him.
看第二十二节。
Verse 22.
你若实在听从他的话，照着我一切所说的去行，我就向你的仇敌做仇敌，向你的敌人做敌人。第二十三节。我的使者要在你前面行，领你到亚摩利人、赫人、比利奇人、迦南人、西魏人、耶布斯人那里去，我必将他们剪除。
Verse 22, if you listen carefully to what he says and do all I say, I will be an enemy to your enemies and will oppose those who oppose you. 23, my angel will go ahead of you and bring you into the land of Amorites, Hittites,Perizzites, Canaanites, Hivites, and Jebusites, and I will wipe them out.
我们的父神一定把耶稣派到我们这边来。
Father God, He will send Jesus to us.
耶稣来的时候呢，一切的敌人完蛋了。
When Jesus comes, all enemies they'll be finished.
那么今天时间上，我不要分享亚摩利人、赫人、比利西人、耶布斯人到底是什么意思。
So today I will not share what does it mean by Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, and etc.
无论怎么样，很简单来说的话，堕落的天君堕落的上帝的孩子们的意思。
In simple terms, it just means that they are the degenerate heavenly children of God.
耶稣来这个世上的目的是什么呢？
Why is the purpose of Jesus coming to this earth?
为的是攻破魔鬼，然后再恢复神原来给我们的这个这里这地的那个权柄。
Is to defeat the devils and to restore the original sovereign power that God has given to us.
其实我们看旧约新约都说明属灵征战。
So Old Testament and New Testament, they are all talking about spiritual warfare.
现在生命之地，这个出埃及记第23章也很清楚告诉我们，耶稣为我们的父神为什么把耶稣这个神的儿子派到这个地上来呢？
So Exodus 23 is also telling us very clearly why did Father God send His Son Jesus onto this earth.
为的是麻烦我们七奉姐妹的那个堕落的天君、堕落的魔鬼，要打死他们。
It's actually to defeat the degenerated angels who actually trouble Sister Teresa.
为什么耶稣有这个能力呢？
Why is it that Jesus has this power?
因为上帝的名放在他里面的缘故。
Because God's name is in him.
是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
神住在耶稣基督里面的缘故了。
It means that God is dwelling in Jesus Christ.
神住在耶稣基督里面，所以呢，耶稣是上帝的儿子。
When God is dwelling in Jesus Christ, this is the reason why he's the son of God.
那么神住在我们里面，所以呢，我们也是上帝的儿子。
So because God is dwelling in us, therefore we are also the sons of God.
什么时候我们能够攻破这个恶者呢？
When can we defeat the devils?
动动脑筋。
When you crack your mind?
礼拜天也上班。
Sunday you go to work?
不是的了。
No.
好好做计划。
You plan properly?
很努力。
You are very diligent?
努力看圣经。
Diligently you read your Bible? Pray diligently?
不是的了。
No.
你一定要相信上帝住在我里面了。
You have to believe that God is dwelling in me.
我已经拥有了神性。
I already have the divine nature.
结果呢，我已经成为了上帝的孩子。
As a result, I already become the son of God.
这就是求告耶和华的名的意思了。
This is the meaning to call upon the name of God.
意思说求告耶和华的名的意思是相信上帝住在我里面。
So to call upon the name of the Lord, it also means that to believe that Jesus, God is dwelling in me.
结果呢，上帝就是我，我就是上帝了。
As a result, God is me and I am God.
上帝跟我已经变成怎么样了？一体了。
God and I, we have already become one.
合而为一了。
We're united as one.
我已经连了在上帝那边。
I'm united with the body of God.
这就是受洗。
This is being baptized.
相信。
Believe.
我相信耶稣说救赎主那是你得胜，圣经没有这样讲。
The Bible didn't say that you are saved when you believe that Jesus is Savior.
你一定要参与耶稣所做的事情。
You have to participate in the deeds of Jesus.
耶稣所做的事情是什么呢？
What are the things that Jesus
已经恢复了神原来给我们的整个权柄。
He has restored the original power that God has given to us.
耶稣原恢复的事情是什么呢？
What did he restore?
让上帝来住在我们里面。
Let God to dwell in us.
耶稣为什么能够保护
为什么我们能够打死这个魔鬼呢?
Why can Jesus protect us? Why can he defeat the evil ones?
因为我们的父神把他的名放在耶稣里面，意思说我们的父神呢住在耶稣里面。所以呢，约翰福音第16章14章第15章怎么样呢? 父神也住在我里面，我也住在父神里面，一直讲这句话嘛。
Because God has placed His name in Jesus, it means that God is dwelling in Jesus. This is contained in John chapter 14 to 16.
这就是求告主的名.
This is to call upon the name of the Lord.
不是奉我的名. 一样的求告跟奉我的名差不多了，对不对？
This is the same meaning in His name and call upon His name.
老师这个翻译华文圣经的。
Forgive the Chinese translation.
明白吗？现在旧约新约连接起来吗？
Understand how we connect the Old Testament and the New Testament?
好，这样来看的话，我们说我是信主的。
This way you say that you are Christians?
信主的意思是什么呢?
What does it mean to be a Christian?
相信现在活着的不是我。
Now you believe that the one that's living is not you?
乃是上帝。
But God.
那么对上帝来讲有没有难成的事?
Then to God, are there anything that's
对上帝来讲有没有惧怕、担心、忧虑?
To God, anything that's fearing?
但是为什么信主过后呢？为什么一直动动脑筋，惧怕、担心、忧虑？为什么用世上的想法看法？世上是属于魔鬼的，接受世上的想法看法、世上的价值观的话，怎么样呢？你完蛋了！
So you don't listen to the worldly thinkings and ways, don't live according to the worldly ways. So after you believe in Christ, you stop using your own ways and thinking to live.
那么回到马太福音第16章，
Matthew 16 is returned.
凯撒利亚菲利地方为什么那么重要呢？
Caesarea Philippi, why is it so important?
那个是黑门山，有没有听过黑门山？ 在以色列里面最高的山了。
Tallest mountain in Israel.
2000多米高的。
2000 meter tall.
相当高了，对不对？ 这就是黑门山。
Mount Hermon.
我们也去过黑门山。
We went there before.
很不错了。
Not bad.
相当有那么多的水，有那么多的树木，对不对？
A lot of water, a lot of trees.
但是呢，没有人住那边，很奇怪。那边的土地是那么好，但是没有人住那边。
Land is very good, but nobody stays there.
那个是黑门山。
That's Mount Hermon.
很靠近黑门山。
It's very near to Mount Hermon.
还有靠近哪里呢？
Where is it near to?
巴山。巴山。不是比山。
Not 比山。
巴山。
It's 巴山。
黑门山是什么地方？
Why is Mount Hermon?
黑门山是创世纪第6章第1节到第4节，堕落的天使们、堕落的上帝的孩子们下来，娶了地上的漂亮的女孩子，然后生了伟人，这个英雄的那个地方了。
Genesis 1:1-6, Mount Hermon is a place where the degenerated children, or heavenly children of God, they come down to earth and then they marry beautiful women and give birth to great people.
还有巴山是什么地方?
Where is this place, Bashan?
巴山的意思是地狱的门的意思。
Bashan means the gates of hell.
蛇的地，蛇的位的意思。
It means that the place of this Nahashi.
现在耶稣的意思是什么呢?
What is Jesus trying to say now?
我来了。
I've came.
你们死完蛋了。你们堕落的这个天使们、魔鬼，你们完蛋了。Degenerated
angels are finished.
你们死定了。You're
doomed.
因为我是上帝的儿子。Because
I'm the son of God.
明白吗？
Understand?
现在耶稣暗示这个。Jesus
is trying to hint this now.
真的了。Really?
结果呢，耶稣故意带门徒去黑门山。Because of this, Jesus brought the disciples to Mount Hermon.
16章。 讲了教会的权柄。
Chapter 16 talk about the authority of the church.
然后17章第1节立刻分享什么？过了6天后，我们的耶稣去黑门山。
Chapter 17 verse 1 it says that after 6 days Jesus bring the disciples to Mount Hermon.
那是耶稣变了。
So at that time Jesus changed.
变白了。
He became fairer.
如雪那样。
Like snow.
发光。
Transfigured.
然后有一个声音。
And then there's a voice.
你是我所爱的儿子。
You are the son that I love.
这句话是非常重要。
This statement is very important.
是我们耶稣受洗的时候也是有一句话说，他是我所爱的儿子。
When Jesus was baptized, there was also a voice that says that he's the son that I love.
是什么意思？
What does it mean?
他是继承大卫王位的王。
He's the king to inherit the throne of David.
撒母耳记下第7章有一个预言。
Second Samuel chapter 7, there's a prophecy.
以后有一个人出现。
Next time there will be someone who will appear.
大卫的后代出现,
descendants of David will appear.
然后他继承大卫的王位,
and he will inherit the throne of David.
然后接下来说, 他是我所爱的儿子。
And then follow on, it says that he's the son that
I love. 所以圣经讲的我所爱的儿子是什么? 他就是继承大卫 王位的那个王的意思.
So when the Bible says that he's the son that I love, it means that he's the one who will inherit the throne of David.
真的吗?
Is this very true?
看一下撒母耳记下。
Second Samuel?
因为你们好像有一个有几个人好像不信撒母耳记下第十二章。
Chapter 12.
第24节到第25节。
Verse 24-25.
撒母耳记下第7章是你们自己读。
Chapter 7, you read it yourself.
那到今天看这个撒母耳记下第12章。
Second Samuel chapter 12.
现在纳丹先知过来了。
So Prophet Nathan, he came over.
然后告诉大卫说,
came to David, and told David,
我们的上帝成为你后代的上帝。
So our God will become the God of your descendants.
你的后代也成为上帝的儿子。
Your descendants, they will also be sons of God.
那么这个那个什么，你后代所建立的国是永远长存。
So the kingdom that your descendants build, it will be everlasting.
然后到了撒母耳记下第12章讲。 他是我所爱的儿子。
So in chapter 12, it says that he's the son that I love.
请大卫安慰他的妻拔示巴，与他同亲，他就生了儿子，给他起名叫所罗门。耶和华也喜爱他。第25节，就借先知拿单赐他一个名字叫耶底底亚，不是底底亚。 耶底底亚，因为耶和华爱他。So
verse 24, then David comforted his wife Bathsheba, and he went to her and lay with her. She gave birth to a son, and they named him Solomon. The Lord loved him. 25, and because the Lord loved him, he sent word through Nathan the prophet to name him Jedidiah.
大卫的后代出现了，继承这个王位。
David's descendant appear and inherit David's throne.
他名叫所罗门。
His name is Solomon.
他名叫耶底底亚。
His name is Jedidiah.
同一个人的意思呢?
It's the same person.
那个耶底底亚的意思是上帝所爱的儿子。
Jedidiah, the meaning of this name, it means that the son that God loves.
意思是明白吗?
Understand?
现在耶稣为什么故意经过凯撒利亚菲利的时候问我是什么人?
So now do you understand why is it that when Jesus passed by this Caesarea, he asked, who am I?
为什么他没有上这个乌鸡芝麻山?
Why didn't he go up to the Bukit Timah hill?
为什么上黑门山?
Why did he go to Mount Hermon?
那个是堕落的打上帝的孩子们堕落的地方了。
That's the place where the degenerated heavenly children
不是随便去的了。
Degenerated, it's not anyhow.
他们开始攻击人的那个地方了。
That's the place that they started to attack humans.
开始罪的那个地方, so, 最开始的地方, 我们的耶稣在那边宣告。
That's the origin of sin, and that is where Jesus started to proclaim.
意思是什么呢?
What's the meaning?
我就是撒母耳记下所预言的那个上帝的儿子。
I am the son that's prophesied in 2 Samuel.
我为了攻破你们来这个世上的。
To defeat you guys, I've come onto this earth.
从今以后,你们 完蛋了.
From this day onwards, you're finished.
明白吗?
You understand?
你们完蛋了.
You're finished.
什么时候?
When?
相信上帝住在我里面.
When you believe that God is dwelling in me.
什么时候?
When?
相信我是上帝的儿子.
When you believe that I'm the son of God.
那是我们才能得胜.
At that time, then you can be victorious.
信耶稣, 魔鬼也有这个信心.
You believe that you believe Jesus Christ, the evil ones also believe.
今天很多很多的基督徒有这个信心。
So a lot of Christians, they have this faith today.
但是圣经说什么时候得胜?
But the Bible says, when are you victorious?
你一定要向魔鬼来宣告上帝住在我里面。
You have to proclaim to the evil ones that God is dwelling in me.
今天你这个癌细胞死定了。
Today these cancer cells are finished.
今天这个麻烦我的这个工作死定了。
This job that's troubling me, you're finished.
上帝住在我里面。
God is dwelling in me.
上帝已经恢复了能够治理万物的所有的权柄。
God has already restored this authority to rule over all nations.
我已经拥有了神性。
I already have the divine nature.
我就是上帝的儿子。
I am the son of God.
上帝的儿子另一句话的意思是什么呢?
In other words,
我就是王。
I am king.
上帝的儿子是另一句话的同一个意思是王的意思。
Same meaning for the son of God, it means that king.
在过去, 你们认为是你们是这个列国的王。
In the past, you feel that you are the king of these all nations.
但是呢，从今以后，你再来把权柄交给我。
But from today onwards, you give this authority to me.
明白吗？
You understand?
我是上帝的儿子，这个重要性。
This is the importance of believing that you are the son of God.
明白吗？上帝住在我里面，这个信心的重要性。
You have to understand the faith of believing that God is dwelling in me.
你这样来宣告的时候呢，恶者没有方法做什么事情。
When you proclaim this way, then the evil ones, they cannot do anything.
这个是上帝创造的这个原理。
This is the principle of God's creation.
他们没有方法反抗。
There's no way they can rebel.
他们安静地把那个权柄
They were just quietly to give up the authority again.
所以呢，耶稣为什么经过凯撒利亚？那个就是地狱的门。
So do you know why Jesus walked past this Caesarea?
那个就是死的门。
That is the gates of hell, gates
of Nahashi.
So over there, Jesus proclaimed.
彼得宣告了,
Peter proclaimed.
是耶稣是上帝的儿子,
Jesus is the Son of God.
上帝住在他里面,
God is dwelling in him.
同样的，我是上帝的儿子,
Same thing, I'm also the Son of God.
上帝住在我里面,
God is dwelling in me.
那么在你的问题那边，你的地狱的门那边，你这个蛇的胃那边，你这样来宣告的时候怎么样呢？ 任何阴间的势力不能胜过你啊！
So no dominions of darkness can surpass you when you proclaim this at the gates of hell, gates of Nahashi, and at your problems.
明白吗？这个罗马书这些的内容。
You understand the content in Romans?
求告耶和华的名。
You call upon the name of the Lord.
相信上帝住在我里面。
Believe that God is dwelling in me.
我已经变成上帝那样的人。
I've already become someone like God.
约翰一书第三章第一节的内容了。
First John chapter 3 verse 1.
我已经变成上帝那样的人。
I've already become someone like God.
我已经变成耶稣基督的形状。
I've already become the image of Jesus.
哥林多前后书第三章第18节的内容，对不对？
Second Corinthians chapter 2 verse 18.
那时才能怎么样呢？荣上加荣。
At the time then you have glory upon glory.
意思说 victory. 又 victory 再来 victory 再来 victory V I C T O R Y.
Then you have victory over victory and victory V I C T O R Y.
这就是哥林多后书第三章第18节的内容，对不对？
This is the content in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18.
现在耶稣特故意了，故意。
Purposely Jesus did this.
黑门山。
He go to Mount Hermon.
那个地方是这个。 堕落的天使们开始犯罪的地方。
Because that's the place where degenerated angels started.
所以呢，到了原来的地方来宣告了。
So he went to the original place and he proclaimed.
我来了。
I'm here.
我就是神。
I'm God.
我就是上帝的儿子。
I'm the Son of God.
我就是王。
I'm the King.
从今以后你们失去了在过去。 治理列国的那个权柄。
From today onwards, you have lost the power to rule over all nations.
明白吗？
You understand?
所以呢，圣经讲的每一句话、每一句话里面有这个奥秘了。
So every sentence in the Bible, there's the mystery in it.
所以很多人说，今天我没有读经了。
So today, a lot of people say I've not read the scriptures.
今天我没有祷告了。
Today I've not prayed.
今天我没有爱。 什么人了?
Today I didn't love someone.
今天我没有帮助什么人了?
Today I didn't help someone.
我是不好的基督徒。
I'm not a good Christian.
我是该死的。
I deserve death.
里面有罪恶感。
There's condemnation.
责备自己。
I keep your
看起来听起来他是很好的基督徒。
This person seems as if he's a very good Christian.
读经是很重要。
Of course, it's important to read the scriptures. Prayer is important.
爱别人很重要,
loving others is important.
帮助别人很重要,
helping others is also important.
每天看属灵方面的书很重要,
it's very important to read books that helps with your spiritual growth.
但是呢，因着这样的事情，我们能够得胜。圣经没有这样讲。
Because of this kind of thing, you can be victorious. The Bible didn't say this.
我已经成为了上帝的孩子了。
I already become the children of God.
因着这个缘故，需要读经，需要祷告文理啊。
Because of this, I need to pray. I need to read the Bible.
那么读经、祷告、帮助别人、老师等等是什么呢？ 成为上帝孩子们的结果。
So reading the scriptures, prayer, helping others, loving others, all these are just the results of you being the sons of God.
不是信耶稣基督的缘故你得胜。
It's not because you believe in Christ then you're victorious.
你相信上帝住在我里面。
You believe that Jesus is dwelling in me.
你相信我已经拥有了神性。
You believe that I already have the divine nature.
我已经成为了上帝的孩子。
I already become the child of God.
就是说我已经恢复了能够治理这个列国的王权。
Means that I've already restored the kingship to be able to rule over all nations.
我是统治者。
I'm the for the ruler.
我是上帝的儿子的意思嘛，对不对？
This is the meaning to be a child of God.
你相信这一点，宣告这一点的时候，才能得胜。
You believe that in this, and you proclaim this, then you can be victorious.
那么，我们成为了上帝的孩子了。
So become the children of God.
结果呢，需要天天读经，天天祷告，这个那个结果你啊。
So because you have already become the children of God, therefore you have to read the Bible.
所以呢，圣经说不要靠律法。
Therefore the Bible says that don't look at the law.
这就是靠律法的意思了。
This is the meaning to live by the law.
律法不能帮助我们。
Law cannot help us.
福音才能帮助我们。
Only the gospel can help us.
福音的核心是什么？
Why is the core of this gospel?
活着的神住在我里面。
The living God is dwelling in me.
我已经成为了上帝的孩子。
I've already become the child of God.
我已经拥有了神性。
I already have the divine nature.
是哪一个人敢碰我？
So who dares to touch me?
我已经拥有了能够打死魔鬼的那个权柄。
I already have the power to defeat all the devils.
这就是路加福音第9章第19节以后耶稣讲的内容嘛。
Luke 9:19, this is the content that Jesus preached.
这就是天国的福音嘛。
This is the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣为了传天国的福音。 来这个世上吗?
Preach the gospel of heaven, Jesus came onto this earth.
路加福音第4章43节的内容了。
Luke 4:43, this is the content in it.
所以明白吗? 今天为什么我们一直失败?
So you understand why today why we keep failing?
不要建立巴别塔。
Don't build the Tower of Babel.
不要自己要保障自己的人生。
Don't try to secure our own life.
我们是泥土而已。
We are all just dust.
你用你的努力，你用你的能力来没有方法保障你的人生。
Your own strength and diligence, it cannot secure our life.
你只是明相信了上帝住在我里面。
You just have to believe that God is dwelling in me.
现在活着的不是我，乃是上帝。
The one that's living is not me, it's God.
上帝里面没有贫穷。
In God, there's no poverty.
上帝里面没有问题。
In God, there's no problem.
所以不要为了吃什么、喝什么、穿什么来惧怕、担心、努力。
So don't fear or worry over what you eat, drink, and wear.
只是求上帝的国。
Just ask for the kingdom of God.
意思说只是求上帝的统治、上帝的能力。
You just seek for the power and sovereignty of God.
然后只是求上帝的义。
You just seek for the righteousness of God.
上帝的义是什么呢？
Why is the righteousness of God?
我已经说了有3个意思。
There's 3 meanings.
上帝的义临到我的身上是什么意思？
What does it mean when the righteousness of God comes upon me?
我已经拥有了神性。
I already have the divine
我已经成为了上帝的孩子。
I became the child of God.
意思是我已经恢复了这个统治权。
Means that I've restored the sovereignty.
这就是接受上帝的义的意思了。
This is the meaning to receive the righteousness of God.
圣经耶稣也告诉我们说，不要为了生存的问题来惧怕、担心、忧虑。
So the Bible says, Jesus told us, do not worry or fear over your survival instincts.
这是属地的。
This belongs to the earth.
这是属世上的。
This belongs to the world.
所以呢，你追求属地的、属世上的话，变成魔鬼的孩子们。
So if you pursue what belongs to the world, then you belong to the Satan.
明白吗？
You understand?
但是为了吃什么、喝什么、穿什么来惧怕、担心、忧虑的结果呢？安排很多的计划。
And you start to plan a lot of things because you worry over what you eat, drink, and wear.
真的，为了我们周围的人多祷告了。
We have to pray for the people around us.
为什么？ 好玩信主，然后到了这个时间，随便丢弃崇拜，然后礼拜天也怎么样呢？随便敬拜这个世上的神呢
？So by right, you're supposed to properly worship our God, but then at this timing, then you forsake the Sunday worship and then you go out and worship the worldly gods.
那么《申命记》第3章2章第17节说，敬拜这个世上的东西的，等于是什么呢？敬拜魔鬼的意思。
So Deuteronomy 32:17 it says if you worship things that belong to the world.
上个礼拜看了吗？
It means that you are worshiping the evil ones.
你们祭鬼。
You're worshiping the evil ones, the devils.
这个希伯来语来讲的话 ，shedim.
Shedim in
Hebrew.
Shedim.
然后后面说这个不是真神。
So behind it says that this is not true God.
后面的真神是 Elohim.
The true God is actually Elohim.
意思说，前面的 shedim 和 Elohim 是同一个意思。
So shedim and Elohim they share the same meaning.
意思是什么呢？ 敬拜这个世上的东西，追求世上的东西的意思是什么？等于是敬拜堕落的 Elohim， 堕落的天君，堕落的这个魔鬼的意思了。
It means that you pursue or worship the worldly things. It means that you're actually worshiping the degenerated angels, the degenerated heavenly hosts, the Satans.
那么圣经告诉我们说，世上跟上帝之间的关系是仇敌的关系。
So the Bible says that the world and God are of enmity.
明白吗？为什么圣经一直告诉我们说不要动动脑筋
？The Bible keeps telling us stop using our mind.
圣经为什么一直告诉我们说不要以为自己是聪明的
？Don't think that you're smart.
就是听神的话了。
Just listen to the word of God.
圣经说，只要敬拜我们的上帝，那么只要听神的话了。
The Bible says that if you only worship the God, then you just listen to the word.
以色列人呐，听，Shema了，Shema。
Israelites, listen, Shema.
这是这个接受神的话了。
You only accept the word of God.
这是承认上帝是我们的王。
You only acknowledge that God is our king.
这是承认上帝掌管我们的所有的历史。
You acknowledge that God is the one that has control over all
the history. 这就是以色列人呐，听，Shema的意思嘛。
This is the meaning that all Israelites listen, Shema.
生命记第六章第四节的内容嘛。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, this is contained in it.
所以呢，不要你所看到的，你所听到的来捆绑你自己。
So don't bind yourself with the things that you see and hear.
还有呢？
Also?
如果你这样做的话，你立刻变成撒旦的食物了。
Because if you do this, you'll become the food for the
这就是创世纪第三章第十四节的内容嘛。
This is contained in Genesis chapter 13.
少的这什么粮食是什么？
And how she their food is?
泥土嘛。
Dust.
你不要接受属地的、属世上的。
You don't accept what's belonging to the world.
这样的话，你变成撒旦的这个拉希的这个饭碗。
This way, you become the rice bowl of Nahashi.
你照着你听属地的、属世上的事情来走的话，怎么样呢？魔鬼过来吃掉你啊！
You listen to the earthly ways and thinking, then the evil ones will come over and eat you up.
圣经那么清楚的讲嘛。
The Bible says this very clearly.
不要认为那边长的蛇正那爬在地上的那个洞哦。
Don't say that the Nahashi here is referring to the snake. The
那么蛇吃泥土吗？
Then the snake feed on
这个我们 动物那个吃泥土吗？
Does the animal snake feed on dust?
为什么认为是这个爬在地上的那个动物？
Why do you think that this is referring to the snake, the animal?
不是的了。
It's not.
圣经那么清楚的讲。
The Bible says so clearly.
真的，我们不要这样来生活。
Don't live this way.
我看到最近看到有些的基督徒的时候，真的难过了。
So I feel very sad when I look at some of the Christians nowadays.
为什么进去这个会灭亡的路呢？
So why do you go into this pathway of destruction?
听神的话了。Listen
to the word of God.
听神的话，但是我们才能捆绑这个堕落的这个魔鬼了。Only
when you listen to the word of God, then you can bind over the degenerate angels.
你相信神已经住在我里面。Believe
that God is dwelling in me.
我已经成为了上帝的孩子。I've
already become the son of God.
意思说我已经拥有了统治权。Means
I already have the sovereign power.
那是真的是我们的上帝派遣天上的很善良的天使们来捆绑他们吗？
At that time, will God actually send forth the good angels to actually bind them?
你看以赛亚书第24章
Isaiah 24
第21节
Verse 21
以赛亚书第24章第21节
Isaiah 24:21
请到那了，你相信
In that day
神住在我里面
You believe that God is in me
我已经成为了上帝的孩子
I've already become the child of God
所以我已经拥有了统治权
So I already have the sovereign power
到那了发生什么事情
In that day what happened
耶和华在高处必惩罚高处的众军这就是什么堕落的天军
The Lord will punish all the powers in the heavens above These are the degenerated heavenly hosts
那个写了吗 The host of heaven
The host of heaven
地上的军队怎么写
So the earthly ones, how do you
army
write them out? Army,
A R M Y,
A R M Y.
但是这里的 host 咯
But over here is
host 呢是天上的天军
Host, they are referring to the heavenly ones.
真的，我们的征战是属灵征战。
It's really true that our warfare is a spiritual warfare.
我们不听神的话的话，看不见的世界的那边堕落的天使们、魔鬼们过来攻击你呀。
So if we don't listen to the word of God, then the degenerated heavenly host will come over and attack you.
用你的努力，用你的才干来无法捆绑他们。
Use your diligence or capabilities, you cannot bind them.
你只是接受福音。
You just accept the gospel.
你相信神住在我里面。
Believe that God is dwelling in me.
我已经成为了这个上帝的孩子。
I've already become the child of God.
已经拥有了统治权
I already have the sovereign power
那是善良的天君出现怎么样我们的耶稣亲自怎么样呢出现杀堕落的这个魔鬼
At that time Jesus himself will appear and destroy the evil ones
所以呢有的时候看英文圣经了
So sometimes you look at the English Bible
地上的军队是 army 了
The earthly ones are called the army
在地上必惩罚地上的列王
So and kings on the earth below
全 捆绑那边的话怎么样呢?
You bind the ones up there?
麻烦你的老板也完蛋了。
So the boss that trouble you, they also be finished.
因为不能分开嘛。
Because they cannot be separated.
明白吗？蛇和蛇的后代，你一定要明白。
Now you have to understand Hashi and his offspring.
创世纪第三章十五节怎么说？
Genesis 3:15, what do you say?
蛇和蛇的后代攻击你啊！
Now Hashi and his offspring, they will attack you.
天上的堕落的魔鬼和地上的堕落的那个老板，麻烦你啊！
So the degenerated heavenly angels and also the degenerated bosses of this earth, they come over and trouble you.
信主是那么好。
Believing in Christ is such a good thing.
你没有信主的话，不知道耶稣的话，你怎么能得胜？
So if you don't believe in Christ, you don't know Jesus, then how can you be victorious?
惩罚天上堕落的这个魔鬼。
Punish the evil ones in heaven.
不是惩罚地上的这个麻烦你的。
At the same time, also to punish those who trouble you on earth.
他们不能分开。
They cannot be separated.
你和天上的善良的天君也不能分开。
You also cannot be separated with the good ones, the good heavenly hosts.
时间上我不要拿出来，今晚来看。
Because of time, I will not show you the scriptures.
看第23节。
Verse 23.
23节。那时月亮要蒙羞，日头要惭愧，因为万军之耶和华必在西安山。
The moon will be abashed, and the sun ashamed, and the Lord Almighty will ring.
圣经讲到月亮、日头、星星都象征天上的。 上帝的孩子们,
Sun, moon, stars, they are all referring to the heavenly children of God.
真的吗?
Really? True?
如果我要分享的话, 明天早上才能结束。
If I want to share, it will only end tomorrow morning.
因为太多的经文一直证明。
There's too many scriptures to...
这意思什么呢? 真的是你相信上帝住在我里面, 我已经成为了上帝的儿子, 虽然我已经拥有了统治权, 宣告的时候, 怎么样呢? 这个堕落的天君, 堕落的上帝的孩子们，这个魔鬼呢，完蛋了。
So you believe that God is dwelling in me, you believe that I'm the child of God. Then at that time, the degenerated heavens or the degenerated heavenly hosts, they'll be finished.
明白吗？今天真的是，真的醒过来。
Understand today, totally be awake.
请我再来拜托你们，真的不要动动脑筋。
Once again, I plead you, don't crack your mind.
好好敬拜我们的上帝，好不好？
Properly to worship our God.
不要怕了。
Don't be afraid.
不要惧怕了。
Don't be afraid.
不要担心了。
Don't worry.
不要忧虑了。
Don't have fear. 你已经得胜了。 Yeah, you are already victorious.
全能的上帝已经住在你里面。
Almighty God is already dwelling in
活着的不是你啊。
You.
活着的不是你呀。
The one that's living is not you.
乃是我们的主耶稣了。
But it's actually God.
哪一个？ 恶势力胜过主耶稣。
Which evil forces can overpower Jesus?
他是全能的神。
He is the Almighty God.
他是拯救把以色列人从埃及那边拯救出来的耶和华。
He is the Jehovah who actually saved the Israelites from Egypt.
到底哪一个恶者能够胜过你？
Which evil ones can overpower you?
到底哪一个恶者能够胜过我们的上帝？
Which evil forces they can overpower our God?
明白吗？
You understand?
这就是我们的信心。
This is our faith.
你有这个信心的时候怎么样呢? 没有人能够打死你啊。
When you have this kind of faith, nobody can overpower you.
不是靠着你的才干，不是靠着你的努力，不是靠着你的计划来做什么事情。
Not according to your ways, your capabilities, or your plans to do anything.
今天晚上也是我们怎么样的? 彻底的打死你的病了。
Tonight we have to defeat your illness.
膝盖痛彻底的打死了。
Knee pain totally defeated.
我们没有理由忧郁了。
There's no way we should be depressed.
没有理由呱呱叫了。
No reason to grumble.
不管是病也好，工作上的痛苦也好，
be it sicknesses or problems in work, don't
let
go of them.
他们的面前宣告你的身份。
You just proclaim your identity in front of them.
相信你的身份。
Believe in your identity.
然后宣告你的身份。
And then you proclaim your identity.
明白吗?
You understand?
约伯记第22章28节怎么说呢?
Job 22:28, what does it say?
照着,对不对?
According?
According to declare.
According to declare.
宣告, 我们的上帝处理所有的。
Our God will deal with all things.
宣告, 口里承认。
So we proclaim and confess with our mouth.
心里相信吗?
You believe in your hearts?
口里承认。
Confess.
宣告。
Confess and proclaim.
宣告跟相信不能分开。
Proclaim and also to believe they cannot be separated.
今天准备好了吗?
Today, are you ready?
你的病不要带回家了。
Your illnesses, you don't bring them home.
你的痛苦、你的问题不要带回家了。
Your problems, you don't bring them home.
不要考虑你过去的软弱。
Don't consider your previous weaknesses.
过去的一切已经不见了。
Everything that's in the past, they have all vanished.
然后你已经变成新造的了。
You have already become a new creation.
你里面已经有上帝了。
You already have God in you.
所以呢，过去的统统不见了。
Everything that's in the past, they are all
gone. 我们抓住这个信心来祷告。
by this, we will hold this and pray.
今天我们这个没有按手祷告。
There's no laying of hands.
今天我们自由的，最起码10分钟以上自由的祷告。
Pray by at least 10 minutes and we go home.
我们一起来祷告。